Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
This is the Eye on the Illini, and it's a special edition here, Wednesday, January 12th, late year of our Lord, 2022. Why do I say all that? Well, because it was exactly 1 year ago this morning that the IlliniGuys.com website was launched. I'm Larry Smith here with Mike Hegley, Brad Sturdy. We're the three principal guys, and we do have a couple of other silent partners, if you will, in this venture.
They're not that silent.
They're not that silent. they lurk sort of in the shadows, but you can see them. It's like, okay, why are you hiding behind that tree? I can see you. I know you're there. I mean, what are you doing? But guys, hard to believe that it was, you know, right before noon Central Time a year ago today, the site went live and this thing was off and running. What are your thoughts? I mean, Mike, I guess we'll start with you. What are your thoughts here 1 year in?
Well, I tell you what, we knew we were going to have an opportunity to be successful for two reasons. One, we knew that Illini fans are crazy for the Fighting Illini. So we knew that that loyalty would give us an opportunity to make our mark. And we had the Uber insider, Brad Sturdy, which meant we had the best information and we had the guy who is known for Illini sports. But I had no idea that when we put together a conservative business plan that we would be well over double the number of subscribers that we had planned on. And the fact that we got so high of a number was just amazing. And even now, as we are speaking here on this Wednesday morning, January is chugging along with people subscribing. And I never expected it would be as successful as it's been. Brad, what did you think?
I'm pretty shocked at how well we're doing from the ground up. I mean, there's so many things that when you plan something like that, and I've been doing this for, I don't know, Larry, you've been doing media forever. I've been doing this media since, you know, back the last time Illinois was in the Final Four, right? So, and that's been a while, right? So, it's weird when you think, even though with all the, you know, the experience we have, it's still, there's a lot of hiccups. There's a lot of bumps in the road with technology, with, you know, with marketing, with all these things that you have to figure out as you're going through this. And we just met each one and said, all right, well, we need to switch this and we need to do this and we need to do that. And it became really amazing how kind of seamless the effort was, despite the fact we know behind the scenes there was a, you know, it's like the duck that looks like he's, you know, he's just floating along the top, but those legs are really churning underneath, you know. And we were kind of behind the scenes, a lot of people didn't see that, but you know, didn't see that aspect of it. But I thought it was fun. I mean, that's the biggest thing for me, this, and I think we're all in this agreement. I mean, yeah, it's a business, but if it's not fun, we don't want to do it. And it's because we all have other things that we do as well. So for us, this is like a labor of love, I guess is the best way to put it. And if it's fun, we'll keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with that. And same thing. I think for me that we all were friendly. The two of you I knew previously, I mean, Mike, I met a couple times out to, you know, for pizza, you know, there at Jupiter's,
yeah.
And Papa Del's there in Champaign, and even a couple of places in Bloomington. And Brad, you and I met even long before that, back in the, you know, 15, 16 years ago, and play golf over there near Springfield, near where you are. And we've got together for dinner over the years. So, you know, I like both of you. I respect both of you. And so for me, it was kind of a cool thing to get a chance to work with you guys and get to know you better. And so it's been a lot of fun. And Brad, I think to kind of talk about what you said a little bit more too, I think that's been kind of the big difference. Everyone's egos are out the door. I mean, we literally in a year have never had a problem. You know, I mean, if there's ever any issue, we talk it out, we figure it out. We each respect what each person brings to the table. And I think that's what's made this work so well, that any issues we kind of we tackle them head on and we do it together.
Yeah. And I think the interesting thing is that the pandemic, you know, was kind of the birthplace for this, where I remember sitting at home while I was working my full-time job. And I remember, you know, all the fighting and stuff that went on and all the politics. And I kept thinking, you know, we're all Illini fans. This should be fun. And I remember picking up the phone, you know, Larry, and calling you and talking about it. And of course, the first thing we thought of is like, well, you know, if Brad wants to be an owner, then this thing will go. And if Brad doesn't, then nobody will ever know that this conversation ever existed, because it's going to die. And the funny thing is Brad said years ago, I still remember this, and Brad probably has done this more than once, but somebody didn't like what he had to say. He was dispensing inside information that was not what the subscriber at the time wanted to hear. And the subscriber got mad at Brad and said something, and Brad's like, I spend a lot of time on these boards, but I'm paid to do it. And I thought to myself, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to watch Illini football and I'm going to watch Illini basketball and I'm going to be zeroed in on it. Maybe I could find a way to be like Brad and get a paid to do it. Now that hasn't happened yet, but maybe someday it will.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's the biggest thing. It's that everybody's an Illini fan, everybody, you know, in our world. And, you know, covering Illinois has been great for me. I mean, just expanding, you know, everything, get the college coaches I've gotten to know, the players I've gotten to know, the guys who are in the NBA now that you've gotten to know, and, you know, not as many from Illinois as you'd like, but still guys you covered in high school that maybe didn't go to Illinois or, you know, are now in the league. And so it's really cool to see those guys succeed. And, you know, the coaches that you've met, and you still get, you know, still get text messages. Hey, have you seen this kid? You know, and from those guys around the country. And I think that has been, it's been so amazing for me over the years. And you mentioned like being on the message boards a lot. Yeah. I mean, but it has to be fun. And I think during the pandemic, it wasn't very much fun. Nope. Because everything was focused on that. And I guess we're technically still in the pandemic, but We're talking about Illini sports, because we're having Illini sports now. And I think that's taken people's mind off of the other issues. And I think, it, you know, just some normalcy here, this has been great. This basketball and football season has been fantastic for just feeling like we're back to life, I guess, so to speak. And having a winning basketball team and a football team that's got a new coach and kind of on the rise, that's not a bad thing either, right? I mean, those are kind of the primary drivers for all that we do.
Yeah, no question about that. That's been neat. And I think, too, that, you know, even going to the message boards, Mike, as you mentioned, that the numbers we hit are far above any of our wildest dreams. And so we're really thankful for that. But I think what people came over, you know, I think there's some people who, Mike, respected what you and I said on other boards. But obviously, Brad was, you know, the Pied Piper, said, I'm going to come over here. And everyone followed, which we love that. But I think what keeps people around is that they understand that we're here to talk about Illini sports or sports overall. We're not going to get into the muck that you see out there on message boards. And I'm not talking about other sites, but even on Facebook or, you know, just the stuff that we all know about, we experience. And even a couple of people lately that have kind of questioned some of the things, we've got some private conversations and they're on board and they understand it. And I think that's what's really cool is I never thought you'd have a community of several hundred people come together in year one and right away fall right in lockstep to say, hey, this is pretty cool. And I'm gonna do all I can in my part to kind of protect this community and make sure that we keep it clean. You know, one of the things that we did, Mike, and you and I, at the first weekend here of 2022, we put a couple of things up on the front page, and anyone hearing this can go to IlliniGuys.com and just search our archive of featured stories. And you'll see them up there. The two things that we did talking about this first year. And that sparked some conversation on our message forums. And it was interesting, people asking for the timeline. And that was fun to kind of go back and think about the first conversation Mike, you and I had, and the conversation we had with Brad, and bringing in the other guys, Chris and Carl, reaching out to Neon Rain, the great people who did our website for us. And then we finally get to launch. And, you know, the one thing we realized, the one thing that we couldn't test was the message forums. Like, we could test everything else. And as soon as we went on, we went, oh, my God, uh-oh, this is not good.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that.
They were not pretty.
No, they were not. Oh, I tell you what. And the funny thing is, I remember telling Larry, I'm like, everything got done so well. And Larry and I knew, and we talked about how important the message boards are for this type of thing, because people who really, I'm going to step out of, you know, talk right directly to the listeners here. If you're not a subscriber to IlliniGuys.com, you really need to be, just so you can go into the message boards and go into the basketball and football forums. That's where you see all the sausage being made, because there are rumors and innuendos that we couldn't put a story on because the sources aren't willing to name themselves. But you can kind of see a little bit of what goes on behind the scenes on the way to getting somebody to commit, or on the way for somebody to commit somewhere else. And those are the things you can't always put out there as news. And that's where, you know, this got so fun. And I can remember, you know, telling Larry, I'm like, we really emphasized how important the message boards are to this business. But whatever we said wasn't good enough, because they didn't quite get it over at the computer, you know, over at Neon Rain. They just didn't quite understand it. And then once they saw the huge amount of Illini fans who showed up on day one, and then the huge amount of people who subscribed right away, all of a sudden they're like, oh, that's what you meant. And then it was like, well, that's a little late for us.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was kind of like running into a brick wall. I felt like those crash test dummies, you know. It was like, wow, that was really fast. And yeah, I don't know what you thought, Brad, because you weren't a part of that. So you must have thought Larry and I couldn't speak English.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? No, they have a, you know, you kind of look at this. It's weird. Like, and some people listen to podcasts like this. Some people listen to or on the message boards. It's a lot of people who overlap as well, you know, who do both. It's interesting, though. If you're only a podcast listener, you really need to be a subscriber, because you get so much more information. You get to read so many great stories. You also get to read so much behind the scenes stuff and insider stuff that, you know, you don't get anywhere else at IlliniGuys.com. But I always think, like, as the markets emerge, I mean, these message boards, they're the Neon Rain guys. They didn't know what a college sports message board was. Now, then they see it and they're like, holy crap, this is crazy. There's people here all the time. And I was like, they never leave, you know? So it's true. So, but I think there are podcasts too. And I think some people, podcasts have grown obviously over the years, and to the point, but there's still a lot of people who don't listen to podcasts. Yep. I mean, I honestly, I'm not a pod. I don't listen to that many podcasts. I mean, I listen to a few of my favorites, and I listen to snippets. Obviously I do podcasts, but I listen to some I listen more for me just to get ideas and ways to interact and things like that. But it's really, there's like this different mentality for everybody. And so as more and more people get, I think we can grow and do even more to bring Illini sports to the people, you know, whether through podcasts or through the message boards or through stories on our website.
Yeah, it's important to meet the subscribers and meet the customers where they are. So you're going to have some people who do, they like being on the boards and they're there often. And then there's other people who like to listen to the podcast, and we have to try to find a way to be there for everybody. And I will tell you, as a podcast guy, my kids get annoyed because they go, why are you listening to your old podcast? And I said, well, I got to get better at what I'm doing. And they're like, well, why are you listening? It's just this, I can't believe you have to listen to this. You said it. And I'm like, well, you know, I said, sometimes it's good. And I said, sometimes we think stuff is funny, and I want to play it past you guys to see if it gets past your smell test. And they still are embarrassed by the fact that I ate at the player's buffet.
So is Kendrick.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah, they weren't surprised.
That's right. If you listen to our radio show, we'll talk about that in a little bit. You will hear that story. And it's one of the best stories ever. It's fantastic. You know, talking about the website and the message board, I remember that it was a Tuesday, January 12th. On the night of January 14th, we started getting messages, text messages from friends who had signed up saying, hey, you know, I can't get on the board. And we actually crashed the board on day three.
Yeah.
And we reached out to the developer, and he said, you guys have 400 unique people on the board right now. You just launched. Who are you guys? And so we actually grew so fast. We've had to we're on our fourth server already. We had to keep buying bigger servers to accommodate all the traffic, but that's a good problem to have.
Yes, and we got lucky because that's where I guess it's a double-edged sword. You know, we're not a big company, so we have to actually pay for that and figure out how we're going to do it. At the same time, we have the flexibility to make the decision to change stuff, like go to a different style of message boards, to go to Zinforo, who was the industry leader, and use that versus, I'm not certain what company we had before. It looked like early Fred Flintstone, but you know, I don't know, Brad, what did you think when you the first few weeks with those ugly boards that we had? Holy cow.
Yeah, they were hard to read, hard to follow. But, you know, that's the thing. Like, that's the whole thing. We want to keep growing, keep getting better. So that's been a good thing, the improvement. I will say the one thing that has kind of also, everything's been fresh. You know, it not only just stories, but also like it keeps us on our toes too. When we got these, you know, dealing with the message boards, but also the podcast, the stories, you know, you got traditional stories, which you can, you know, more like, and then you got the podcast, you got the message board, you got the insider stuff, you know, and then, you know, my fly on the wall series, which was, you know, I don't know that I've seen anything like that since I did it like 13, 14 years ago. So it's been a while. So there's been a lot of fresh stuff. And then now, of course, the last few months, you know, segueing into the radio show has been fantastic too. Yep. To kind of, you know, expand the appeal and also bring some, you know, fun to the line I fun to the masses around the state of Illinois.
Absolutely. The radio show, what I think 25 stations were heard in 6 states. And this is a thing that we kind of put on our, you know, kind of our, we put up on the wall is year 4, year 3, let's give this a shot. I really felt, being a the career of the media, that there's local markets are underserved, that when you get a decent, let me say it again. There are a lot of really good shows around the state, good yep. local shows done locally. And it's funny, a lot of the stations we're on, they have those local stations. They said, hey, it's a great shoulder programming to put with our local guys. They're doing stuff here. But there's some places where they've been, you know, they don't have that local. The only stuff they have is national, and it comes in and they're talking Yankees, Red Sox. And so we kind of saw that and we were right. And it's been fun here in the first 5 months of the show to kind of go through and do that. And like I said, I have fun. I love just being a traffic cop and let you guys have at it. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, you're not the traffic cop for Ked, though.
You're all over him. He's been all over Ked, man. I tell you, I almost feel bad for him when he comes in on his horse. You know, he's and with his, you know, lasso and stuff. So, no, I will say, do you mean there are sports outside of Duke, North Carolina, and the Yankees and Red Sox?
Right. In the world?
Yeah. I didn't even know that. I'm glad we started doing the radio show so people knew that. Because I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know yeah. there were sports around the country. It's crazy.
So. But by the way, speaking of and the Fly in the Wall series, and again, it's not a shameless plug for the website. It's really good stuff. Brad went in depth on – he was able to be embedded with the Illinois basketball team. For what, Brad, 2 days, 48 hours?
Yeah, 2 days. Yeah, 2 days.
Yeah.
Early.
And it was so good.
I was tired. I will say that when we were done. I was tired. And I didn't even practice, so I was tired.
Yeah. Yeah. It is some of the best stuff you'll ever see. I mean, I've done this now 34 years. I didn't know the depths that teams go to scout and prep and practice for upcoming games. And Brad, sir, it's behind our paywall because obviously it's premium content. But it's these kinds of things when you do sign up. I mean, I'm from Mattoon. One of my best friends was at the St. Francis game last month. We saw him, was talking with him. And he said, yeah, so the Illini guys, he was asking about different things. And everything he asked about was like 2 weeks old. I'm like, well, yeah, that's what you would know out here. But on the Illini guys, we know this is happening. And so finally he said, so I need to subscribe. I go, probably a good idea. You're a really big Illini fan. If you want to know what's going on with what's really happening with Kofi or with Curbelo or with this recruit, you need to be on the message boards. Like it's automatic. It's right there.
Just think of all the angst that Illini fans could have not had last summer when Kofi was in the transfer portal. And they were just panicking. He's going to Kentucky. And, you know, if you'd have been on our line of guys, you knew he's not going to Kentucky. He wasn't going to Kentucky. We told you that. And we said it's not going to happen. And so, but people didn't, you know, there were people on the outside. I kept seeing it on Twitter. I saw it all over. I'm like, you guys don't subscribe. I know you don't subscribe.
Yep. Wouldn't think that. So. Yep. We are good. We are actually certified as good for people's blood pressure because you don't have to worry about, you don't have to worry about that. But, you know, and it was kind of funny because I keep thinking of Brad now as Arthur Kent. Remember the Scud Stud who was embedded in the first Desert Storm,
where he
would go out there. And I'm like, it's kind of like really what Brad's doing. Because he was, you know, here they got this press guy who's basically going in and learning all the inside stuff. And I'll tell you what, that was one of the, that was what, four-parter. And man, that was good stuff. And I think our fan, you know, our subscribers have a lot better idea of how in depth, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, people are like, well, I could be a basketball coach. I could be a football coach because I played it in high school or junior high. And then you see how Underwood makes his staff work to develop all this stuff. And Brad gives you all these things that they're working on. And even the players going through practically a practice before the game starts. I mean, this is stuff people have no clue what they're doing when they walk out onto the State Farm Center floor. And it's like, well, I hope they better play. I'm hoping they play good today. These guys have done a lot more than hope to get ready for this game. And I don't think people, even the tough or the hard, most hardened fans had no idea the commitment level it takes to be successful in the Big Ten.
I always get a kick out of people saying, well, he rolled his ankle in the, how does anybody get hurt in a walkthrough?
Yeah.
Well, because it's not a walkthrough. Like, they're playing. I mean, they're going at it, dude. I mean, you know, it's, you know, I mean, these guys are playing. I mean, it's game day. I mean, it's short, but it's, I mean, you got to get after it and see they go through everything that the other team could do defensively, offensively, out of bounds play, sideline out. It's amazing all the things they break down. This is what they run. This is what they do. They run their, like, most common five plays. They have scout team that learns the offense, the other team. It's it. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, it's really kind of it's I mean, obviously it's not nuts in the sense that this is how you win games at this level, but it's amazing how in-depth it is. And I think people are, you know, like, well, when I was in junior high, we did it this way, and, you know, it doesn't work that way. I mean, you know, it's not that simple. I mean, basketball's a simple game, you know, but it isn't that simple. It isn't that easy. So
I had the privilege of sitting next to Brad during the game. That the 2 days that Brad was a part of the team, was with the team, was the 2 days prior to the St. Francis game on December 18th. And it was great. I actually hadn't seen Brad since the Nebraska game in August. So it was good to see him. And of course we caught up a little bit, but as every play is happening, he would say, okay, here's what's going to happen. Plummer's going to go here. And then, okay, yep, there's Grandison. Like, he knew, cause he had watched, he knew what they were going to do. Like, it was that the attention to detail was that much in terms of every play. And sometimes there's a play, if a player misses that assignment or misses a move, and it changes everything. And so the average fan would say, well, that was stupid. Why did he do that? Well, he did that because this guy didn't do that. And therefore he had to do this. And so it was great to, and Brad had just gone through this before he had written it all out. And he was saying, he goes, I can't wait to start writing this. It was so much fun. So it was neat to spend some time hearing Brad tell, you know, talk about it in real time, and later to read his report on it. It's really good stuff. And we highly recommend that you, go on the message boards, sign up for LineIGuys.com and check it out. Brad, I want to ask you a question. Cause like you said, you've done this a really long time, going back to the last Final Four year, I think, right? 2005 is when you started. How is this experience with the Illini guys having taken a little bit of a different role? You're still the insider and you're still, drive a lot of the information, a lot of the stuff that we get on here, but how has this experience been different for you compared to some stuff that you did before you came on board with this venture?
I think what this has allowed me to do is be a more, I'm allowed to, I think I have more time to do in-depth pieces like that, which I maybe wouldn't have had to do. I think it's allowed me to do, you know, podcasts. 30 for 30 podcast has been fantastic. I've really enjoyed doing that. Get more people and more interviews where you're, you know, you get live stuff and you don't have to then go transcribe the interview and write up a story on it and things like that. And then also, you know, with the games, you know, we talk in real time a lot. I can still break down the game, you know, post game and things like that. And during the game, obviously in our game room, I'm able to give some people some inside stuff as well. But I think overall, that's been the biggest thing. It's allowed me to do more because I haven't been saddled with some of the stuff that, you know, the mundane day-to-day stuff. So it's, for me, it's been great in that aspect. And of course, you know, obviously, you know, reaching a broader audience, you know, I've had so many people, you know, even, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I get a lot of people love me or hate me, whatever they do. I don't, it is what it is. You're always going to have that. But I've got a lot of people who came up to me and said, man, you know, they hear the radio show and they're like, so you cover Illinois or something? I'm like, yeah, because I don't usually tell people. I just really don't tell people. And so, you know, if they see it and they go, well, you have a podcast? You know, I get people asking that and they start doing these things. So it's really expanded everything. There's more people. I mean, so maybe that, from a good standpoint, there's more fans, but there's also more, maybe more people who don't like me. So that's okay too. So it's all part of it.
Larry, why don't you tell people a little bit? Because I think it's hard for people to understand just what happens to get a radio show out, to get to produce, you know, a website. What are you doing that people don't see that takes up your time in order to get this product out there for consumption?
That's fair. I probably should you know, probably explain that I've done this. Last week I marked my 34th year in media. I began when I was 5 years old. Mom would take me to work. No, just kidding. Yes. Almost. But no, my first job actually was in radio. My first two jobs were in radio and in Mattoon, and went on to do TV, some local markets, and currently in a local market in Kentucky, and probably best known for time at CNN and Turner for more than two decades. But really what we kind of do behind the scenes, I mean, it's pretty involved, and we've had a lot of people tell us individually, like Brad was saying, that, oh, you have this radio show, really? And I know Brad told the story once. He was, you know, going to a tournament one weekend with his daughter, and she stopped listening to it, and she was like, Dad, this is really good. Like, this sounds really good. And the big thing that I wanted to do was to keep it moving. You know, podcasts are different. It's a conversation, and, you know, it can be 15 minutes, it can be 2 hours. I mean, it doesn't matter. But with radio, it's different. It's you've got to get in commercial breaks and keep things going. So really, for me, it begins really kind of Friday morning the week before. I've already put down a rundown. And I think probably everyone laughs and going on the show laughs, like, you know, by Friday, 5 o'clock, here's a rundown for next week. And I know they're probably thinking, my God, we just finished the show. Why are we already have a rundown for next week? But we've got to do that. So I want everyone on the same page, so we all know. So, you know, we're all of us book guests. It's not one person. I guess I'm the executive producer, I guess, but really we're all involved in terms of, we all kind of have ideas, and there are no bad ideas. Those things come together. I began writing the show probably usually Monday morning, and then we go through and we do tape it ahead of time. And the reason why is because a lot of the stations we're on, they don't have personnel on the weekends to put a live show on the air. We'd like to maybe change that in the future. That's something we'd like to do as we continue to grow and evolve. But so for right now, we need to get it to them early enough to where their Friday afternoon staff can kind of get it set up and put things in. So so we record it. We will joke that we're at our state-of-the-art Illini Guys studio. We're actually in our homes in different states. Am I giving away too many secrets?
Oh, you blew our – oh, they're giving away secrets. The orange room. Ken's really not on a horse? Really?
Ken's not wearing a 10-gallon hat. That's right. And chaps.
That's actually true.
He had the 10-gallon hat. He had the 10-gallon hat. Remember that.
So we have fun. Radio is fun because you create the visual. You can describe anything, and your description. And I learned that in my radio days early on. So I have a lot of fun with that. But we organize. We record the shows. Everyone's been fantastic. I mean, I think you guys are happy with what we're doing with those, and and we have a lot of fun. So once we record, I've been going to producer mode, and I work with our editors and make sure that the show sounds right, make sure that we get all of our advertisers, all that's taken care of. And then it comes out and it goes out to all the stations and it's on, and we do it again the next week. So it was neat. We took 2 weeks off for the holidays to give everyone a break. And that was fun to kind of go back and just kind of put in some of the best interviews we had done. And we've done some really good stuff for a brand new show. We had some fantastic guests and some really good content. So that's kind of a quick overview kind of how the radio show goes.
Yep. There's a lot more involved than people think. Now, The other thing is, and we're really hoping, we didn't get to do it last year. We're hoping we get to do it this year. Obviously, Brad's covered a Final Four in his time. Now, Larry, with your previous media experience, how many Final Fours have you covered over the years?
I can count for sure. I think it's 12.
So you're the coach. You're the Coach K of media, or of the Illini guys.
Yeah, just like Coach K. I've got 12 Final Fours on my resume. That's right.
You're not near as much of a jerk as he is. Trust me.
No, I'm not. So I will tell you. Here's a great Coach K story. So, you know, when I was doing that, I was at CNN from 93 to 2009 when I left, and I still did some stuff with Turner up until recently. And back in the day when we did Final Fours, we're CNN. I mean, it's, you know, like ESPN, we're national cable, and we had all the sports shows everyone watched, and we would always do a one-on-one with the winning coach at every Final Four. So for me, that's Lute Olson, that's Tom Izzo, that's Gary Williams, even Mike Davis, and he had a loss in 02. I mean, you know, it's Jim Boeheim on down the line. Well, the only coach who didn't do a one-on-one with me afterwards was Mike Krzyzewski. Mike Krzyzewski doesn't do interviews outside the Duke Network and ESPN. He sent Carlos Boozer instead to do his one-on-one, so, which is fine. Carlos was fine, and, you know, it was a good interview, and it was okay. But that's just how different he is. He's not going to do anything. He's got the brand. He's got the certain image. He's not going to do anything to bust that. So take that for what it's worth.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to this year. Maybe we'll have a fortunate NCAA run, and we'll be able to lean on both Brad's experience covering an NCAA Final Four and your experience as Illinois marches to its first title ever. That's my vote for what we should do this year in early April, be covering that. Unfortunately, we don't have a big say in it. Do you guys detect a difference? And Brad, I'm going to ask you, because this is something that you would see a little more, but you've been covering this athletic department since 2004, 2005. Are you seeing a different attitude now that we got Josh Whitman in the athletic director chair, and you've got two pretty high powered coaches who are pretty big on making a plan and then executing a plan? Is there a different feel with these type of coaches and this type of AD than maybe what you felt 15, 20 years ago?
You know, I think the one thing about this is there's never been a coach who didn't want to win. So exactly. Let's make sure Bruce Weber wanted to win.
Yep.
John Gross wanted to win. I mean, they may have thought of doing it in a different manner, but they wanted to win. And Ron Gunther wanted to win. You know, Mike Thomas wanted to win, I think. But anyway, so – but as you kind of look at these guys, but they had different directives. I mean, Gunther's directive was to stay out of the red, right? Stay out of the red, stay in the black, don't get in any trouble, and be competitive. Whatever that means. I mean, yeah. So that was the directive from above. I think the difference is that Underwood and Bielema has already won. You know, he's already shown he can win, you know, whether at Wisconsin. And so he's shown he can do some things. I think Underwood's won everywhere he's been as well as a head coach, you know, whether Stephen F.A., Oklahoma State, now Illinois. The thing about these guys is they're driven, like, to get things done. Like, they may get ticked off. They may get angry, but they're going to win. They're going to find a way. Whatever it takes to get it done, they're going to get it done. And I think Josh Whitman's a young AD, and I think having two older veteran coaches is probably really good for him. I mean, you know, and I, not saying Josh is usually the smartest person in the room when he walks in, because that's just who he is. I mean, he's just really intelligent guy, but at the same time, he lacks experience. And so now he's got guys with a ton of experience is working under him and got working with him. And I think it's really good. He's made a good hire here. I mean, I'm not sure. One of the reasons I don't think Lovey was a great hire either, because Lovey hadn't been at college, you know, right. So that's why that didn't maybe fit. And so I think that there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of that working back and forth. And Whitman told me last fall, one of the key things that he's tried to do with this athletic department over the past couple of years, a few years, is really make it almost like a seamless, like family atmosphere. And it really has been, where everybody's working together. Everybody wants every program to win. And I think you see that at a lot of other universities. I'm not sure you always saw that at Illinois. It was fighting over, and I've seen this at other colleges. I'm telling you right now, I have other colleges where you got the boys and the girls, you know, because my kids played college sports, right? So you got boys and girls fighting over everything, and the coaches hate each other, and they're not really for them. And whether it's baseball, softball, basketball, whatever it is, wrestling, whatever, you know, the sharing facilities, not getting along. Whitman wants to alleviate that, and everybody pulls in the same direction. It's amazing how far you can go, and I think that's the biggest difference I've seen.
Good. Well, that to me is kind of the thing that, you know, I haven't been around obviously like that. I've been a peripheral fan, and it does kind of remind me now of what it must have felt like, you know, back when we had Mike White, you know, on the sidelines at Memorial Stadium. You had Lou Henson in the Assembly Hall / now the State Farm Center. And you had Neil Stoner kind of running things. And I think maybe it's a little more disciplined ship than under the Stoner era. But I do think that it does seem like these guys are all pulling in the same direction, and they seem to be singing off the same sheet of music. And then the other thing that I like about the coaching staff is that I've run into from both staffs, they really seem to be willing to lay out a plan and then step-by-step execute the plan. And if it's not working, try to figure out what you have to do different. And I don't know that I saw that. I was relatively close to the Beckman-Gross era, and I don't know that I saw that methodical approach to what they were doing. So to me, as somebody who's a huge Illini fan, coupled with also running a site that covers them, I feel like we're in a much better place, maybe at the start of something big, that I haven't really felt since I was so young that I probably didn't know what the heck I was thinking.
I will say one other thing that I would say, and this is more of a Brad Underwood thing, because we haven't really, you know, Bielema has only been here for, you know, less than a year now. So, yeah. or a year now. And so what I'll say with Underwood, one thing about it is you look at all the things that Brad Underwood's had to deal with since he arrived at Illinois, whether it's injuries, whether it's this, that, a player not getting in, not getting this recruit, not signing any recruits in the fall signing period, you know, et cetera, et cetera, to the point where they're at. I mean, they lose 3 assistant coaches in 1 year. They lose transfers. Well, I lost Adam Miller. Okay, well, then we'll take Alfonso Plummer. We lose Antigua. Okay, we get Chester Frazier come in, and he's already locked up 2 guys. You know what? We lost Stephen Gentry. All right, well, Jeff Alexander slides in here. He can do that. We lose Chin Coleman, a good recruiter. Well, we got Tim Anderson. We're fine because he's already brought in Ty Rogers and Merez Johnson. So Brad Underwood just makes he just says, you know what? He doesn't say, like, I'm not going to make excuses. I'm just going to go get it done. And I think that is a big part of why what you do. I mean, it's like, you know, whatever, you know, and I go back and I love Bruce Weber to death. Could you imagine if Bruce Weber lost all 3 assistant coaches and then talking about it? I mean, he would just be like, you know, it would affect him for 9 months, you know, a year. And Underwood's just like, yeah, whatever. We just get a different guy. You know, I love those guys, but hey, we got new guys now. So, and that's, I think that's just his whole mindset. And that's why he's successful.
You know, about Whitman, here's kind of my perspective, because as we've talked about, I mean, my TV career began in Champaign in 1990, 91, and then I moved on elsewhere. So, you know, we've joked on the message boards and on the radio show that the Nebraska game was like my first Illinois game at Memorial Stadium in 30 years. I mean, because it's the way things have gone. Here's a big difference that over the years, I've had some other projects that were, you know, say Illini-centric or had it or tied in university and somehow. This was the first one that actually was embraced, if that makes sense. There have been people to a man and to a woman at the university who were like totally on board with what we wanted to do with this. It's not just lip service. I mean, they check out the site. If we post something, they know we post it. They knew we're doing the radio show. They listen. I mean, they understand what the different vehicles that we've created, what that can mean for the university, and they understand we've got a following. And I think it goes back to, again, to the reputations that the three of us have. That's helped a lot, but I think that's different. Maybe it's Whitman's part of that, but I think the Whitman's brought in some really savvy people. It's just been a lot of fun to be a part of that and kind of watch the energy here that maybe wasn't there under past administrations.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it, you know, it's been fun because we put together, you know, obviously the radio show. I thought this week's show that came out last weekend, I guess the weekend of January 7th, I thought it was one of the best shows we put out. I think each week they get a little bit better. This is the first episode of our second season of Eye on the Illini. And if you would have told me that season one was going to have 87 episodes, I would have said, no way. But we also had, at the same time, Sturdy for 30 had a boatload, probably almost as many episodes. Ked started his own podcast that had, you know, 10 or 15. We've had a lot of things going out there. And I think at the end of the year, when you look at all of the different vehicles that we've put together, plus what we're working on for 2022 and beyond, I think it's going to be a fun ride for Illini fans. And I think we will be able to really amp it up even more. So if you're a subscriber, you're listening to this, get a friend that you know is an Illini fan. Try to get them to join. They'll have a fun time. And if you're just listening to this and you're like, you know, I've just not felt like doing it, please give it a whirl. And obviously, you know, if you're from Mattoon, well, that's Larry's hometown. So give Larry a chance. If you're from Rochester, then, hey, you know what? That's where Brad Sturdy was a high school legend. So go ahead and get that subscription. And if you're from Mahomet, that's where I was around and I had my time, give it a try. You'll probably hear some names and some stories that you might be familiar with, and maybe you could get a little bit of context. And when somebody's talking about what they heard on the radio, you can say, yeah, I was there. He didn't exaggerate. He was really that dumb. But
didn't Rochester name their gym after Sturdy? Isn't that the Sturdy Gymnasium?
Oh, hell no. No. They'd have too many people burning it down then. So that'd be bad.
Hey,
shout out. I do want to say a shout out to some of our other guys. Steve Sturm breaks down film for us. Matt Stevens covers football, does a fantastic job. Always on the know, breaks down everything. Coaches, gets insight there. Then you've got, you know, Shannon Denny, congratulations. She just got engaged. She does a great job with our social media.
She broke a lot of hearts. James is a good man. Kedrick Prince, we mentioned him.
You know, we've had, you know, Kirkland Chapel's done some stories for us. Brandon Wildman has done some stuff with us. So a lot of guys have contributed, you know, with whatever it is. Connor Cagley as well, doing writing for us. I mean, we've had all kinds of people who've contributed and helped us out through this first year. So I want to send a shout out to them too. Really appreciate
Elijah
everything.
Elijah Smith and Connor, both doing a couple of things. Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun. Well, guys, before we wrap up, 2022, what can we expect in year? I mean, I think if we had what we have right now a year from now or 2 years from now, we'd say that's pretty cool. But it's happened in 1 year. So with all this happening in 1 year, what do you think? What's 2022? What's in store for us? What do you guys think?
I think I'm going to live by the words of David Lee Roth, that immortal poet. And if two's good, four's better. And so I think there's a couple things that we're going to keep under wraps, but I think you will see us expand what we're doing. And I think we're really going to try to figure out ways to get even better coverage. And I think some of those things will excite people. And, you know, in the end, you know, like I'm even thinking personally, you know, there's a couple coaching seminars that are out there that I want to go to because I've coached basketball and I've helped with football, but that's a while back. And so why not go out and start attending some of these coaching conventions to try to learn and to be able to bring more to the fans who are watching this. And some of the other ideas I'm hesitant to say too much about because we don't want to give things away, but trust me, there'll be some cool stuff come out this year that you'll see coming out of the Illini guys that you'll be like, whoa, did not see that coming. Uh-huh. Brad?
Yeah, I think we're going to – you'll see expansive coverage, expanded coverage of the major sports, whether it's basketball or football. I also think you're going to see a better radio show. It's going to continue to get better. Yep. There are going to be some new things on the horizon. Mike mentioned, but he can't mention yet, some new things coming out. I also think – the one thing I will say, I think we're going to see continued success in our – two major sports programs. I think the basketball team has a chance to make a Final Four. I think the football team has a chance to make a bowl game. I think we're going to keep seeing that. I think we're going to see continued success, and I think that's going to allow us to kind of build off their success for our own success over the next year. And I think you're going to see an expand. I mean, I think our website's just going to get bigger. It's just going to continue to grow. And I think it's all going to be a positive. I think it's going to be a really fun year. I look forward to 2022. I look for putting all the pandemic nonsense behind us so we don't have to deal with that anymore, and having going back to kind of having a life where people can go out and enjoy themselves watching Illini athletics.
Yeah, I love that. And you're right about the website. I think we're in a good spot now with some really – the content's always been good, but it's gotten a lot better. We've hit a nice stride the last 6 to 8 weeks. It's been outstanding. You know, I was glad that Mike chose those David Lee Roth lyrics. I thought he was going to go another way – with the interlude of Panama.
I thought he was going to go with Hop for Teacher. I didn't know. You never know where he's going, do you?
He's going to ease the seat back, and I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Let's not do that. So, no, it's thank God for that. No, it's going to be a lot of fun. And you know, the cool thing is we have so much fun. And like you said, because we're independent and we're all owners, we don't answer to anybody else. We just do fun stuff. So we give away a stay at a Maui resort. We give away cool Illini Guys sweatshirts, by the way, which you can still buy on our e-store on IlliniGuys.com, you know, Cubs tickets.
Yeah.
Illini tickets. I mean, it's, you know, we have a lot of fun and we just say, why not try this? And let's just do it. And the cool thing is the membership, they all really enjoy it. So, but hey, look, hey guys, just want to say tip of my cap to you on an outstanding first year. And I can't wait for year two. It's been a lot of fun working with you guys and can't wait for 2022.
Yeah, it's been great.
Same to you, Larry. It's been great. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah. And here we go. Don't forget again, IlliniGuys.com. Like we said, we've got the Sturdy for 30 podcast series, Keds Recruiting Roundup. This is Eye on the Illini. And again, IlliniGuys.com. Free 7-day trial. Sign up, tickets for a test drive. And I will tell you, most people hang around for quite a while. It's been neat to see all this develop. Well, listen, for Brad and Mike, I'm Larry. We appreciate you guys listening. Until next time, this is Eye on the Illini.